spiritual gifts. Gifts given to you by the Spirit of God, by the grace of God. Gifts are an interesting thing when you think about it, especially if you think about it considering group dynamics and society. How bad would it be if everyone were only good at the same things? Imagine how awful it would be if the only thing anyone was good at was music. I mean, we'd have some pretty awesome choirs, but we wouldn't have anything like roads or bridges. Or imagine if everyone was great at building and making structures that would always stay together and last forever, but there was no creativity. Imagine how boring, incredibly dull, it would be with all those squat, cube-shaped gray buildings. Imagine if in the church the only thing anyone was good at was preaching. There would be some really great sermons as the building fell down around us and the grass got to be 3 feet high. And there was no hospitality at the back of the building and all the seats were just put any which way they landed. And there were no bulletins or slides with announcements or anything like that. And the sound was either always too loud or too quiet. All the kids were just sitting here not learning anything because nothing was produced at their level. I think you get the idea. You know that God guy? He's a pretty smart dude. He thought, you know, I think I'm going to give everyone different skills. I'm going to give everyone different interests. I'm going to make them want different things out of life, and then I'm going to give them a group of people with whom they can come together and accomplish amazing things in my name. It changes things a little bit when you think about it in that way. You know, what if all the talents and skills that I have developed over the years of my life, what if they aren't so that I can do a job and raise a family? What if they are so that I can use them to further God's purposes here on earth? What if they were given to me so that I could serve the church? What if? What if the different aspects of my personality have caused me to be perfectly suited for a kind of work within the church? What if? What if there's something I am perfectly suited for within the church, but I haven't recognized the gift within me yet? Or the position doesn't yet exist? There are a lot of questions raised when talking about spiritual gifts. And hopefully this morning, we're going to answer some of those. First off, what are spiritual gifts and how do I know what mine are? How do I know what my spiritual gifts are? Author and theologian Jack Cottrell, who, though I don't always agree with everything he says, is probably one of the best, if not the best, theologian of our time. He defines spiritual gifts as this: the gifts that endow the recipient with the right and ability to render special service to the church. Isn't that great? Let me read that again. The gifts that endow the recipient with the right and ability to render special service to the church. Really like that. Spiritual gifts are the abilities that God has given you to serve the church. The closing song for today is, you know, it's just so simple. It makes so much sense, but it's not the easiest thing to apply, is it? We can know through that simple definition what spiritual gifts are, but how do I know what mine are? How do I know what God has gifted me with? What gifts He has given me? Well, one thing you could do is take a test or an evaluation. I took one on churchgrowth.org and it gave me this. That's probably pretty accurate. And, you know, honestly, for somebody in my position, that's probably good things to be good at. But is this a comprehensive list of spiritual gifts? No. Not at all. I think there are a lot more spiritual gifts than these. Now, don't get me wrong. I think these are a good start. I think they would probably show you toward what spiritual gifts you might be inclined. But they aren't it. They aren't even all of the spiritual gifts listed in the Bible, and none of the lists in the Bible, I think, were meant to be comprehensive. For that reason, I encourage you, if you ever do take one of these tests, don't put too much stock in it. They're not authoritative. If you take one of these tests and look at the answers and say, wow, I never have thought I could do that sort of thing, or wow, I just never saw that in myself, I still have trouble believing that of myself, then it's probably not accurate. You see, these tests can't know you better than you know yourself. All they do is take data that you put in and translate that into certain parameters that they give you. They might be accurate. They might not. Either way, they aren't all of the spiritual gifts. On the other hand, sometimes these tests are useful because they bring to light aspects of your own personality, your own gifts that you may have never thought of. You may look at something and say, oh, I'm actually, let's say something I'm really not good at. It says I'm really good at serving. I never really thought about that. I never really thought about how I might be called to serve, just service. But I think it's true. If you can see it within yourself, if you see these things and know that they are true, it might help you to make better use of skills that you have. But once again, these tests are not authoritative. They're not. They don't know you better than you know yourself. They're just translations of data. You alone, and only you alone, can know what your spiritual gifts are. Only you can know that. Only you can work with God to figure that out. Let's look at a couple of lists here and see if they give us a place to start searching ourselves. Romans 12:6-8. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith; if service, in his serving; or he who teaches, in his teaching; or he who exhorts, in his exhortation; or he who gives with liberality; he who leads with diligence; he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And then also 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. If you were to list out these spiritual gifts, it would look something like this. Romans 12 has prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, showing mercy. 1 Corinthians 12 has wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, powers, prophecy, distinguishing of spirits, tongues, and interpretation. These are spiritual gifts. But once again, they are not all of the spiritual gifts. These lists were not meant to be comprehensive. You may have strength in some of these areas, and then also something else entirely. Maybe your spiritual gift is more specialized than that. Maybe you are gifted with the ability to work with kids. Yeah, that might fall under teaching, but you know that it's more than that. You know that you are gifted, that you are led by God to work with kids. Maybe your gift is setting up hospitality in the back. You know that it is more than just a job you're doing. You worship when you do that. You praise God. You serve God in that. Maybe it's bolstering someone's faith when they are feeling weak. Maybe it's wealth, which God has allowed you to have in abundance that you are able to give. Maybe it's just generally being a hard-working person. Maybe it's a willingness to do whatever is needed. I like the way Randy said it. Think of yourself in the wreck situation. What would you do? Of course, you have to ask yourself first, do these chickens have large talons? Gosh. I love that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's the first thing I thought of. Do these chickens have large talons? Anyway, I'm easily distracted if you didn't know that about me. Focus is not one of my spiritual gifts. Anyway, what would you do in that situation? What person would you be at that wreck? But all of this is really the same. What you need to do in order to know your spiritual gifts, what you need to do is reflect and meditate on who you are. That's not always easy, though, is it? To really just sit and think and pray, God, who am I? What part do I have to play within your church? What do I have within me that makes me different than the other parts of the body? Am I a hand? Am I a mouth? Am I an ear? Am I that little pinky toe that keeps everybody from falling down? Who am I within your church? What is my gift to serve you? And it's not going to be something that you sit down for 5 minutes and say, okay, God, what is it? Okay, thanks, I'll go do that. No. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take concentration. It's going to take looking at everything that you do, everything that you like to do, every goal that you've ever had, everything that is you, to figure out what gifts God has given you that you might serve. What resources and skills are available to you that are not available to other people? What is an ability that you have that no one else does that might edify or serve the church? But then you also have to be honest with yourself. You can't tell yourself that you have a spiritual gift that you really just wish that you had. You don't tell yourself that you're handy when you're not. Don't tell yourself that you are artistic when you really just wish that you are artistic. Don't tell yourself that you're good at singing when you really just sound like a frog. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself, because the church needs you just the way that you are. Just the way that you are. 1 Corinthians 12:27 through 31. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healing. All do not speak in tongues. All do not interpret. But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I will show you still a more excellent way. God made all of us different for a reason. I am not good at everything. Luckily, other people are good at the things that I'm not good at. You know, I'm a pretty intelligent person, and beyond that, I spend a lot of time thinking and studying. But when I talk about certain things with Jim Ross, I feel stupid. Yeah, I doubt it. Because he is really smart. And he is really smart about completely different things than I am smart-ish. When I talk about some things with Herbie, back there in the sound booth, who's a mechanic, I feel stupid. Because he is really smart at completely different things than I am. If I were to venture into certain conversations with Colin, if I were to venture into certain conversations with Ed, or Daryl, or Rebecca, or Jim, anybody in here, if I were to talk about what you know and I don't, I would feel inferior. Because you're smart at the things that you're smart at. You know the things that you know. You're good at the things that you're good at. And sometimes, my pride is hurt when that happens, which is silly. I'll pick on Jim again, because we seem to have these kind of conversations the most. I will tell him I'm confused about something or how something works. I don't get how something works. And he will explain it to me like it is the simplest thing in the world. Not condescending or anything like that. Just simply because he understands how things work. He can explain it simply. That is not me. I don't just look at something. They were looking at this circuit board yesterday, right before I left. And Jim says, well, if we do this, this, and this, and this, it'll work. And I'm like, cool, you guys do that. Whatever. I am better than some at understanding those kinds of things, but it's really not my strength. And still sometimes I walk away from those conversations like, wow, I am an idiot. But no. No, when we see these kinds of differences in the church, we should not feel down on ourselves for not being as good at it. We should praise God that He has put someone here that can do what we cannot. That can come in and know how things work, know how to fix them when we can't. Who is willing to serve in their own way when we are not. Who is called to an area of the church where we would be worthless. Not every spiritual gift is what we would think of as spiritual. It's not all preaching and teaching and praying and showing faith or mercy. Sometimes it's being willing to mow the same yard every week. Sometimes it's willing to come up and offer a different sort of communion meditation than other people would think of. Sometimes it's just being willing to step out of your comfort zone and read a scripture. Sometimes it's being willing to set out the same things at the hospitality counter every week, to clean the popcorn machine after you use it every week. You know, now, spiritual gifts are not necessarily what we think of as spiritual. Spiritual gifts is every gift that God has given you that gives you the ability to serve the church. Can I get a praise God on that this morning? So figure out what your gifts are. Celebrate the fact that God made you good at some things and not at others. And then go out and use those gifts. Here are two things about using your gifts in church, specifically GC3. First off, if there is not already an area or activity that makes use of your spiritual gifts, come and talk to me. Let me know. Because maybe we can find a way to fit you in to an existing area that you hadn't thought of. Or maybe you can start one. Maybe you can start something. Maybe God has been laying something strongly on your heart that you feel has not been fulfilled. Maybe God has shown you that you have a particular skill no one else has that you feel could be used to make the church better or help the people of the church. And maybe those things, maybe there's nothing within the church as it is that uses that skill or uses you in that way. Then come and talk to me and see if there's something that could be started. See if there's some way that you could be plugged in. See if there isn't some way that you haven't thought of that your gift could be used and applied at GC3. You know, just last week, someone came to me with such a concern. And hopefully, because they came to me, within the next few weeks, a new group will be starting because of that. God placed on this person's heart a need. And she stepped out of her comfort zone and came and talked to me, and because of that, something new is starting. God's amazing. But we also have to keep in mind that not every skill or gift that you have been blessed with or that has been used at other churches in the past will necessarily be needed or be a blessing to GC3. Not every church is a fit for every kind of ministry. We are who we are, just as every person is different, every group of people is different. The good news is, though, that God doesn't give us only one gift. God doesn't give us only one skill. And so while you might not be able to use one gift here at GC3 that you use somewhere else, maybe you'll be able to use gifts that you would never have been able to use before here. Does that make sense? Or maybe in trying to cover a need within GC3, you will find that you have gifts that you never thought you had before. Which does bring up another point. You know, sometimes we have to do things in the church which we may not really feel called to do or gifted to do, but they still need done. We might talk about that a little bit more next week, though. Actually, I have to say, I really love how the series was set up over the last week and then over the next couple of weeks. I love how they set up the schedule, because last week we talked about why we need the church, the biblical community, and the body, needing every part. And then that leads nicely into this week, talking about how every part has a different purpose within the body. And then that moves us into next week, when we'll talk about giving our time to serve the church, and then the next week talking about giving our resources to serve the church. It's like they thought about these things or something. So we can all be excited about that. The last thing to remember about spiritual gifts, and what I'll leave you with this morning, is this. After you've done these things, after you have figured out what your gifts are, after you have come to praise God for the differences He has created within us and between all of us, after you've taken steps to use these gifts to serve the church, make sure that you still remember where those gifts came from. That it wasn't you who created these gifts within you, but they were given to you by God. So when you use them for God, make sure you aren't taking the credit that is due Him for giving you the gifts in the first place. And remember that He gave you these gifts so that you could serve Him.